Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand.
You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day where we get to dive into the Word of the Lord. So if you're ready with me, I want you to join me on this platform. And don't forget to invite somebody. Let them come and become a partaker of today's blessings. There are lots of blessings to go around, but you should be one of the biggest partakers. So to achieve this, let's invite people to this platform. Let them come and hear the undiluted word of God. You never can tell, this might just be the word they need. If this is the first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour and is that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the word of God. Where we get to dive into the deep, deep revelation in the word of God. So I want to welcome you all. Today is the 12th day in the month of February 2025. It's a beautiful new day and we are grateful for another opportunity to be on the surface of the earth. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we'll be looking at a topic that says, True Riches, True Riches. Our aim for today is taken from Aim 10, In Christ Alone, Aim 10, In Christ Alone. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Numbers chapter 11 to chapter 13. Numbers from chapter 11 to chapter 13. Our memory verse today is taken from the book of Matthew chapter 16, verse 26. Matthew chapter 16, verse 26, which says, For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Our memory verse once again is taken from Matthew chapter 16, verse 26. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Our Bible reading today is taken from the book of Mark chapter 8, from verse 34 to verse 37. Mark chapter 8. From verse 34 to verse 37. From verse 34 it reads, When he had called the people to himself, with his disciples also, he said to them, Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake, and the Gospels will save it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his own soul? May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, Many secret societies promise people riches, power, and other good things of life. If you have been invited to join such a group, I advise you to run because all their promises are lies. And once you join, you realize that it is a trap of the devil and it is usually almost impossible to leave. You also find out that the devil will demand your soul in exchange for the glittering things that were used to lure you in. These things, however, cannot measure up to your soul, as shown in today's memory verse. Yes, your friend might already be making so much money than you thought possible. They will tell you they're enjoying life and might even be calling you a fool for not joining them in doing things that God does not approve of. Beloved, I cannot tell you for a fact that they are only pretending, as most of them wish they never joined in the first place, because the prices they have paid outweighs the benefit they claim to enjoy. Why trade your soul for things that have no eternal value? Only God's blessings make people rich without adding sorrow, heartache, or trouble. Proverbs 10 verse 22 says, "The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and hardeth no sorrow with it." The devil doesn't give anyone free things. If he gives riches, he will take things that money cannot buy, including children, health, peace of mind, and the destinies of future generations. Like Esau, who sold his birthright for a plate of porridge and later lost his true blessings. Those who chase after riches from ungodly sources and evil associations become shortchanged eventually. They inherit sorrow at the end of the day. Our Father's ultimate desire is to give his children all things richly to enjoy, like we see in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 17. He gives his children the power to make wealth, but the condition is that they remember and acknowledge him in all their ways. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18 says, "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, and he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy fathers as it is this day." Beloved, when you seek God first, he will add every other thing you need to live a successful life, like we see in Matthew 6:33. God's way of making people rich might not be as fast as many people desire, but his ways are sure, proven, and everlasting. Today's Open Heaven comes to the key point that says, those who chase after riches from ungodly sources and evil associations become shortchanged eventually. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, or you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceready.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceready.com, and it's available on our mobile app, which you can download for free from Play Store and Apple Store, just to give you access to all of our amazing shows we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned. To hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.